my Lord. Huh? I done blown both gaskets already before I get up here tonight. Isn't it a sweet spirit here in the house of God tonight? Ooh, I'm going to tell you one thing. You three, y'all don't have to take back seat to anybody. Aren't they great? Good day. If I thought I could get by with it, I'd load all three of you and take you with me to this next revival meeting. But oh my gracious me, we serve a great God, don't we? Isn't he wonderful? What a Savior. Preacher, I probably worked 3 or 4 hours on the message today. And I get down here and God done changed it. I tell you what I'm going to do. It's a good message. And I know you're going to need one. I'm going to leave my message right here for you, okay? Yeah. So y'all going to hear some good preaching Sunday, all right? Woo! I tell you. Mm-mm. We serve a mighty God, friend. Nothing too hard for him. And he's prepared for whatever we go through. He'll never leave us, never forsake us. Probably no one next to Jesus ever loved me as much as my mother did. My mother, I don't think my mother thought I ever sinned. My daddy knew I never went a day without sin, but not my mother. I never will forget. I was preaching a revival in Lynchburg many years ago. I've never done this but one time. The Holy Spirit spoke to me so clear, and he said, go to your mother's house. I told the preacher, I said, you've got to come up and take care of the rest of the service. I've got to leave. He said, are you ill? I said, no. But God told me to go to my mother's house. So I got in my car and left. When I pulled in to mom's house, dad's house, rescue squad was there. They were just loading my mother up in the rescue squad. I said, Mom, you okay? She said, oh, I'll be fine. So I followed the rescue squad to Lynchburg General Hospital. Went in with Mom. A few minutes, the doctor came in. The doctor said, I've got you on the 4th floor overlooking the avenue. It's one of the nice rooms. He said, we got to run some tests on you. So I stayed a while. She had scripture with Mom, had prayer with them. I said, Mom, would you like for me to spend the night here with you in the hospital? She said, no, son. She said, I want you to go home. She said, in the morning, I'm going to be fine. I'll be fine in the morning. And she kept telling me, I'll be fine in the morning. So I listened to Mom. I never did obey Daddy much, but I always listened to my mama. And that morning at 6 o'clock, I got a phone call from a hospital. And the nurse said, preacher, your mom just left and entered into glory. I said, don't touch anything in her room. Just leave everything just like it is. And I'll be there in 21 minutes. I knew if I drove 75 miles an hour, I could get that in 21 minutes. So I did. And I walked in Mom's room. I wouldn't take anything for her. She had the biggest smile on her face. You could tell she had seen Jesus. Not only, I believe Jesus kind of told her like he did Enoch, why don't you come on go home with me tonight? I'll never forget it. Friend, life passes down here. Vic, we're going to pray. God's going to give you many more many more years. That guy sitting beside you, he needs you. And that daughter does too. And that little granddaughter you got there, she does too. We're going to keep praying for that. And we've seen miracles. We've seen miracles. You're holding one. You're holding one. So we're just going to keep believing and trusting God. Amen? Amen. He is certainly, certainly able. Tonight I want you to take your Bibles and turn with me to that chapter God told me to preach on tonight. Let's go to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Lord, would you please bless that message that I'm leaving for the preacher Sunday? Because I sure did want to preach that, Lord, but you done told me not to do it. So would you stand with me, please, in reverence to God's precious word. I'd like to read scripture tonight. I'll ask you to give your undivided attention. And Ronnie, would you be able to lead us in prayer after I pray? Let me read scripture, and then would you pray for me? Thank you. A psalm of David. David knew the good. David knew the bad. He knew what it was to be king. He knew what it was to fail God. And he knew what chastisement was. And he knew how God had blessed him. And God even looked at him and said, "You're the apple of my eye." And he loved. And sometimes God just sees fit, you know, to take the best. And he certainly did that with my granddaughter. But whatever God does, it's perfect. It's perfect. My plans, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to be in revival next week. I'm looking for the rapture to occur anytime. And I sure do want this whole group to be up there with me. Amen? So let's look at the Word of God tonight. David is saying, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Woo! Hey, that's a message in that, amen? You know what David said? "I'm not walking in darkness. I'm walking in the light. He is my light. He is the one that is guiding me and showing me. He is my light, and not only my light, I love you. He is my salvation. He's the one that has saved me. He is the one that is preparing a place in heaven for me." Aren't you glad for that? And then David doesn't stop right there. And he says, "Whom shall I fear?" What in the world does a Christian have to fear? What does a Christian have to fear? I remember knocking on the door that a family was having a big squall, and they'd call me, and I walked in, and I never will forget, the husband had a double-barrel shotgun. And he pointed it right at me, and he said, "Preacher, I can kill you right now." I smiled at him. I said, "Yeah, you can. I'll go to heaven, and you go into hell. Are you prepared for hell? I'm ready for heaven." His name was David. I'll never forget. David got saved. David became one of the most faithful members. I remember baptizing. I held him under the water longer than I ever have anybody. The Lord, who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. And whom shall I be afraid? Woo! Isn't that a powerful verse of scripture? Don't you love it? Amen. Ronnie, ask God's blessing on the preaching tonight. Yes.
Now, when David found out, he got up and washed and straightened up and went to eat, but he told everyone, "We can't bring him back, but we can go to him."
That's right.
That's what we want.
Amen.
We want to see the way to heaven, Lord. Help us all have our
yes. Yes.
Ears to hear it, Lord, and our precious open heart to receive it.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. As we're looking at this chapter, one of the first things that just jumps out at me is this. David is saying, I'm going to walk on the high road. I'm going to walk on the highway. I'm going to walk on that path that he has made and planned for me. Look at verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The wall should rise against me, and this will I be what? I'll be confident. I've got confidence. David is saying here, I'm walking in the light. He is my salvation. He is guiding me. He is leading me. What in the world do I have to fear? Glory to God. We're going to live forever in heaven. Amen? That is how wonderful and glorious that's going to be. I tell you what, I think I got a whole lot more on the other side now than I have on this side. I've got a whole lot over there. And I'm looking forward to being there and to seeing them. I can't wait to see that granddaughter of mine. Woo! Man, I tell you, isn't she pretty? Isn't she pretty? That's my granddaughter. That's Tiffany. Yeah. And, you know, I look at that and I say, Tiff, are you praying for me? Talk to Jesus up there for me. You know, isn't it amazing what a reunion it's going to be when we get to heaven and we see our loved ones and our friends and look down at our enemies? No, we won't do that, but we're going to have a whole lot. We're going to have a whole lot up there of rejoicing and praising God for what a glorious time that is going to be. And you know what could happen tonight? Your voice came back, didn't it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, gracious, God just getting you ready for heaven so you can sing up there. And so, you know, it is going to be so wonderful and so good. David is saying right here, the first thing he wants to drive home, I'm going to stay on the high road. I'm going to stay on the highway. You know, the Bible tells, I believe it's in Isaiah, I'm not sure, I think it's chapter 6, and he talks about the old path, and he says the old path, it's a good way. It's a good path. Why is it that? That's the path that he blesses us on. That's where that he wants us to go. Hey, he's made this path for what? I was coming out of the parking lot over here and not here, but where y'all have put me up in a nice motel. And all at once, by a car, I hit a big old bump. And I said, what in the world is that? So I got out of my car, went around, and looked. It was an old pothole. Y'all, how many have ever hit a pothole? Don't you hate potholes? And you know what? A lost man, he's bouncing on potholes all the time. But a saved man, when he's right with God, he's walking that path that David, it's a high road, a highway. It's a good way. And this is what that he wants us to do. And I believe with all my heart, that's what this church is doing. Isn't it great? Look out here how many young people that we have got tonight. Not too many of us here tonight, amen, young people, I mean. And but when we look around, thank God that you've come tonight. And we've come tonight to worship, to praise God, to hear the word of God. Then I see what else David is saying here. I like that. David is saying, I could ask for a whole lot, but the one thing that I'm going to ask you for, Lord, it's the most important thing to me. That's one of my favorite verses. Look at verse 4 through 6. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now, I'll tell you, think about that. Man, David is saying, I want this more than anything. I want to dwell in your house. I just want to dwell in your house with you. Let me just kind of chase a little rabbit here. Is that okay? Thank you. Three of us said I could. I believe it's in Psalm 84. You don't have to turn now because I'm not sure I'm on the right psalm, but I think it is. But anyway, can you imagine what that here we see the psalmist setting out, and he's looking at the tabernacle, and he's noticing these birds that are flying in, and he looks what they are doing. They are building a nest in that tabernacle. And he looks at them, and he said, wow, those birds are so blessed. They can live in God's house. Watch here. They are raising their young in God's house. Amen? Why can't we learn from that? Amen? Now, I know you all look tonight. This church is so special. I mean it. I wish I could stay here and wouldn't have to go where I'm going next week. This is not, is this recorded? Oh, Lord, I'll never be invited. I won't even, I'll probably chase me out. But I'm telling you, where I'm going next week is not like that. Not the sweet, sweet spirit. I've been going a long time. In fact, the preacher that's there, he was called under my ministry. And he's a good preacher. Not as good as Martin, but he's a good preacher. I'm going to take my message back with me then. Okay. But you know what we can see here? David is saying the thing that is so precious, just to be in God's house. Lord, that's the one thing that I desire above all things. I want to serve you. Don't you love come to church? I mean, you all do. I mean, man, how can you not enjoy coming to this church? How can you not enjoy the singing that we have had? Amen. Ricky just grinning up storm. He's enjoying that back there, isn't he? But think about how special, how good God has been to this church. You know, I was thinking Sunday. Y'all had enough food. You could have fed my whole county with what y'all had. And man, it was good. I don't know who raised that chicken, but it sure was a great big chicken. I mean, everything was good. You've been blessed here. I mean, look where he's brought. Look at this building. Isn't it gorgeous? The Lord had taken away from the devil, he gave it to you. Amen?
Amen.
But that's what he does. And when you stop and think, hey, by the way, I love your entrance down there. Man, isn't that nice? I had not missed that turn, not a single time. Last year I missed it 3 times. But you've got it out there, and it's so nice. God has been good to you, and God has been blessing. I looked at your sound system that you've got. Man, it's good. Is this working? I dropped it again up here. And but you know, when you look at all that the Lord has blessed you with here, praise him. Keep doing it. This is what David is saying right here. That's the one thing that's more important, that I can be in your house, Lord, and worship you. But look at verse 5. For in a time of trouble, he'll hide me in his where? His pavilion, his church. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock. Oh, my Lord. Think about that. That is security. That is protection. When he sets us, what, on Christ, that solid rock, what could be any better? There's nothing, nothing. Is it anything any better than being saved?
No.
I mean, what in the world? There's nothing that you can compare with knowing that you got a home in heaven. I mean, all this other stuff amounts to nothing. A few weeks ago, I preached a millionaire's a funeral. He's one of the wealthiest men in Lynchburg. He testified to be saved. He gave a large sum of money to our new church in order to pave the road. And you know, he gave a lot. But on his deathbed, he grabbed me by the hand and he said, "Brother Earl, pray for me. Pray for me. I won't be sure. I won't be sure that I'm going to heaven. Brother Earl, just pray for me." And I said, "You got to ask Jesus." I said, "All you've done for the church is wonderful, and that can be rewarded, but it won't get you to heaven." And you know, after all of that, and he grabbed my hand and prayed. You know, everybody needs Jesus. Clarksburg, West Virginia, a number of years ago, a man that owned a coal mine. He was the treasurer of the church. And man, the preacher was just saying, "Hey, he did this, he did this, he did that. He gave large sums of money. He helped the poor. Oh, he's a great man." But on the last night of the revival, that man walked down the aisle, went around, the preacher came up on the pulpit where I was, and he said, "Preacher, I got to get saved tonight. I got to get saved tonight." Hey, it's Jesus is the only way. No one is going to make heaven apart from Jesus. You got to have him down in your heart. Oh, I tell you, David is nailing it down here. But look at verse 6. "And now shall my head be lifted above mine enemies round about them. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle," here it is, "sacrifices of joy. I will sing praises unto his name." Brother Billy's always talking, and I love it too. He's always talking about joy. Joy. And he's a happy man. And you know, this is what he's saying here. We ought to give God the sacrifices of joy. Just praise him. You can't praise the Lord enough. Three of us got it. Hey, I want everybody right now, let's just say, praise the Lord. Oh, you're getting there. You're not there yet. One more time. Praise the Lord. Oh, my Lord. I bet the neighbors are going to come running, don't you? Bring them on. We ought to be doing that. We ought to be. I walked in the motel last night, and the lady that was working there, when I left, I said, "You know what I like, don't you?" She's a Christian. She said, "You like these homemade cookies, don't you?" I said, "I sure do. I do." I walked in last night. She said, "Preacher, wait a minute. I got to warm it up." So she goes and warms the cookie up and puts it in a little bag. And Aaron, you ate one, did you? Yeah. But they are good. And you know, that just starts a conversation. She's saved, but we got to praising the Lord in there. We just tell her, "Hey, isn't he wonderful? Isn't he great? You can't praise the Lord enough." And you know, we need to do more of that. When we come into God's house, we ought to come in with a big smile on our face. "Thank you, man. You got a good smile. I like that." We ought to be. We ought to be happy. I mean, what better place can you go? Let me ask you this. Where in the world can you go here singing like you've heard tonight, preaching like you've heard tonight for $1? They'll get that later, won't they? Let's move ahead. Then we see he says something else. Oh, may I love this. Stay with me now. This is great. David is saying, "God, I need some fresh grace. I need some fresh grace." What is he talking about? Another outpouring of the grace of God. Look in verse 7 through 10. "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Now look at verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. There are times and we just need a fresh dose of fresh grace. Giving us that extra that we have, that we need. And you know, it's not that we deserve it. We don't deserve it. Not we're worthy of it. But God just loves us so much. And he just pulls that extra grace out. It gives us what we need. What we need. He is so good to us. Amen? So good. And you know, we can't praise him enough. He is still in the miracle business. He's still doing things that we can't do, but he can. Amen. I'm a big believer in what happened here tonight. I'm a big believer in anointing with oil and praying. I'm a big believer in that. I see a lot, but I also see this, and you're so wise. The Lord, may thy will be done. And you know what? His will is always perfect. And you know, I know when my granddaughter passed, I cried a bucket full of tears, no question about it. But you know what? Woo! She is still preaching down here. She's still doing it. And you know what? We just, all we do, if you'll say, when we leave here, we just say, next breath is right in heaven. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. If I wasn't in such a dignified church, I'd get right here and shout. Hello, friend. God is so good. Amen?
Amen?
Let's start enjoying what we have in Christ. Amen? I thought with my brother back here. Didn't get his name. He's a farmer. And I think he's visiting. I enjoyed talking with him last night. And he's been a farmer. His daddy was a farmer. His granddaddies were farmers. And so I know a little bit about farming, too. I wasn't a farmer, but my grandmother was, okay? And my grandmother raised me. And so I know how to milk cows. How many of y'all know how to milk cows? Oh, Lord. Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, you know how to milk a cow? I can't believe that. You don't look like a cow milker, okay? But you know what I'm saying. You know, boy, I tell you, we just, you know, on a farm, you just learn so many wonderful things. Amen? Know how to slop the hogs. How many know how to slop hogs? Okay, farm, you don't know how, yeah, you better raise your hand. All right. And you know, it's so many things. You know how to plow with horses. You know how to put collar on. And how many have ever plowed with a horse? Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Now, I know you plowed with a horse. Did you know that? It. You know, I'm glad God planned this service because I didn't. Oh, my Lord. Isn't it good? That's right. That's the whole thing, Billy. That's right. That's right. You sure can't find this type of joy anywhere else. And it's only with the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it good when you go to church and have fun? Isn't it good when you can go and have fun in the Lord when you see his promises and know that's him that's working and him that's giving you the joy. And him that's telling you about what heaven's going to be like. I can't wait to see some people that have never learned to be happy down here and Sam, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? And Sam in heaven. You know what? They're going to get up there and they'll start off. Then they'll go, a little bit louder. And first thing you know, they're just jumping and bouncing. And they'll say, what in the world is happening to me? The joy of the Lord will fill your soul. What a great God he is. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your presence here tonight. And Lord, we know there's been tears. And God, we know that Vic, God, we're praying for her. And we know, dear Lord, that you are able. And God, there's nothing too hard for you. Lord, I don't think anything would please us anymore for you to come tonight. We just love, we're getting homesick. We want to go to heaven. We want to be there, Lord. God, I know I do. I'm looking forward to that glorious day. Lord, I pray you'll come soon. Take us on home to glory. But God, until that day, help us just to praise you, to love you, to serve you. God, to just to be filled with your spirit, as David is saying here. Lord, the one thing I desire above all things, that I may dwell in your house, your tabernacle. God, that I may be there. And Lord, to worship you, to be with you. Lord, what a joy it is to be with you. We've been with you tonight, Lord. This church has been filled tonight with your presence. And Lord, with all of our hearts and our minds, we thank you. God, you're so loving and good and kind to us. We don't deserve what you give us. But Lord, we just want to know, you know, we love you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Heads are still bowed, eyes are still closed. Maybe you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus. Oh, please, please, let this be the night. Let this be the night that you receive him into your heart tonight. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. You'll never have a more convenient time than right now to make sure you got a home in heaven. Would you repent right where you are? Would you just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. God, I want to be forgiven. And I'm asking you right now, Lord, forgive me. I invite you right now to come into my heart. Save me. Change me. And make me more like you and less like me. I love you and thank you for hearing my prayer tonight. Lord, I know it was simple, but it was from my heart. And I know you heard me. And I know you saved me. Thank you so much for all you've done for me. Tonight, with every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight and want to come to you, we just would love to rejoice with you. But if you're here tonight, you say, preacher, I received Jesus tonight. And I've asked him to come into my heart and to save me. And I've repented. I've done what the Bible said. And by faith, I have trusted him tonight. If you did that tonight, slip your hand up to your right like that. God bless you. I see one over here. Who else? Who else tonight? Who else tonight? Who else tonight? Don't want to miss you. Don't want to miss you. And I don't want you to miss heaven. Anyone else? Anyone else? If you prayed that prayer and you said, preacher, I prayed it, and I meant it with all my heart. Just look at my mom. Did you mean that tonight? God, God. Anybody else tonight? Did you mean it tonight? Did you mean it? What a Savior. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Tonight, preach on the invitation. With your permission, I'd like to do something a little bit different tonight. I'd like tonight, we'll never know. We might all be in heaven this time tomorrow night. But I'd like tonight, as we stand, I'd like for you to look around at this congregation, and maybe somebody has been a real blessing to you. Might be your wife, might be your husband, maybe your neighbor, maybe a church member. Somebody has really been such a blessing to you. Maybe you hadn't told them that. And maybe you just like to go tonight and put your arms around them and say, I want you to know, I want to thank you for the good example you've set. I want to thank you for all you've done. You've been a blessing to me. I tell you, if my wife was here, I'd squeeze her to death right now. Of course, I will when I get home. But listen to me tonight. This is a family of God. We're going to stand. Would you just do what God is leading you to do? And maybe you just want to say, come on, let's go to the altar and let's pray. I just want to thank Jesus for you. Would you stand with me right now? Father, have your will and your way in each life tonight. May each one of us do, God, just exactly what you've told us to do. Would you move and do that right now? Amen. Amen. Preacher.
I'll get you, man.
You better bless it to me, man. I appreciate you so much. I love you, brother. Look right here. I got a